That's better, Fisher said. Now I'm going to walk out of here, and I'm bringing your boss with me, and you all are just going to stand back and relax. Everyone on the same page? Fisher sidestepped away, taking care to keep fake Farringer as a shield. Jonesy, where are you at?
Right above you.
Fisher felt the floor begin to vibrate and heard the muffled thumping from Jonesy's sprinter.
Hear that?
Fisher asked as the thugs looked up at the ceiling. He continued toward the front door.
That's an FI assault shuttle. I'm telling you, it's not looking good for you guys. Best thing would be just to relax. You're a dead man, Law,
the drunk dart thrower repeated.
Yeah, you said that already.
You're making a big mistake, Fake Farringer said.
I get that a lot.
He reached the door and stopped. Now, I'm going to let go of your hand for just a second. It'll go a lot easier for you if you don't fucking move, got it? Fake Farringer sniffed and nodded. Fisher released the imposter's hand slowly. Then when he was sure the man wasn't moving, he reached back and twisted the handle.
Now, that wasn't that...
Fake Farringer slammed his back into Fisher. Pain shot through Fisher's head as his skull smacked against the doorframe. Stars flashed in his vision and the room spun.
Kill the bastard!
Fake Farringer screamed, throwing himself forward away from Fisher's grasp. Half dazed, Fisher twisted himself around the doorframe as multiple gunshots rang out. Wood splintered, spraying in all directions as Fisher tumbled out of the bar, landing on the pavement outside. He rolled into several passers-by, knocking one down with a cry of surprise and pain.
The hell?
A man shouted, backing away.
Get back!
Fisher yelled as more shots erupted from inside the Starmaker Tavern. The cacophony of gunfire sent the crowd outside into a panic. People screamed and took off in random directions, bumping into each other, causing even more chaos. Hot air blasted him from above. Landing lights blinked on, bathing the street in bright white light, turning it from night to day. Fisher scrambled to his feet.
Jonesy, get your ass down here!
Fisher shouted over the chaos. He moved behind a red sports car, using its sleek lines for cover, and brought the pistol up, covering the door.
I'm coming. Keep your pants on.
The wind kicked up behind Fisher as the sprinter descended to the street, the ramp under the cockpit already hanging open.
Come on!
Jones shouted. Fisher checked the door once more, then sprinted for the ramp. Several shots rang out and sparks erupted from the sprinter's hull. Fisher ducked, twisted, and returned fire, sending a spray of bullets back at them.
I got him!
Jones said. As Fisher's boots hit the steel ramp, an ear-splitting bap, bap, bap echoed around him. Pressure waves from the sprinter's nose gun pounded against him as he climbed up the ramp. The deck shifted underneath him. When he reached the small cargo bay, Fisher grabbed a rail next to him and pulled himself away from the opening.
I'm in!
The sprinter's engines roared. Fisher turned back to watch the street drop away. The front of the bar, now burning, was covered in smoke. What he could see had been almost completely destroyed by the ship's cannon.
Jesus, Jonesy, you didn't have to obliterate the place. Hey, I can drop you back down there if you want.
I'm okay, thanks. Fisher backed away from the ramp as it closed with a hydraulic whine. He slapped the handrail with his palm, wincing as sharp pain shot through his arm.
I had him, and I fucking lost him.
You'll get him again, Jones said. I have to figure out who he was first, Fisher said, heading to the ladder near the back of the bay. Where's Farringer? His question was met with silence.
Jonesy?
We lost him, brother.
Son of a bitch.